2 years ago, I realized I could not light a fire and decided I should know how. It couldn't be hard. They say it only takes a spark to get a fire going. I'd watched many people start fires. I'd gathered the kindling and the wood for them, but I'd never placed the logs. I'd never lit the match. After watching a YouTube video, I decided I knew enough. I began laying paper, sticks, and wood together. Saying a prayer, I lit a match. A flame took hold. Ambitious, I added wood, and the fire died. Realizing I smothered it, I decided to be patient. This fire would take way more than a spark. Eventually, it started, after my husband walked me through the proper steps. So I practiced lighting fires. Mostly they died because I cut corners. Couldn't I start a fire with just about anything? I figured there's an art to making a fire, and I wanted to experiment with that art. However, making a fire involves science, too. It takes oxygen and heat in a proper environment. But I didn't want that to apply to me. Accepting the science, I can now light a fire by following the proper procedure, without shortcuts, using the right components. Without them, my fire dies. There is an art and a science to most things. When we balance that art and science, we can create amazing things. Both are necessary, and both are important. I'm Elsa Glover, and that's my perspective.